The EPL show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Sean Green. Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, is now available everywhere. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever you get your comedy. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we are coming off another incredible week with the European football. Hit all of the locks again with the Champions League and also hit the one with the Europa League. We are now 6-0 with the locks. Plus, on those bonus podcasts, we are giving away some incredible leans. It only costs $15 a month to get all of the podcasts. That will include the European show, the two additional Champions League shows, and the Europa League show as well. So if you're looking for an entry-level way into lockbetting.com for not a lot of money, for just $15 a month to get a whole bunch of profitable podcasts, that is your route in. And after that, maybe then you can upgrade to the soccer package or the full package, where you get fully tracked picks in plays and all sports as well. And we've made 89 consecutive months of profit on that package. We are now about to have our 90th month of profit, unless we lose $3,000 over the weekend. Very unlikely. In fact, you can already mark it down as 90 months of consecutive profit. Here on the EPL show, we look to keep the EPL show train going, to continue to win you money here on the show. Having a good read on the EPL so far this season, and I like the games this week, so let's crack on with the show. We begin on Friday with Crystal Palace travelling to Wolves. Wolves are the 21-20 favourites here to win this game. It's 11-5 the draw, and it's 29-10 on Palace. Quite a chalky pick here for me, but looking at the way this game is going to play out, I am going to go for the under 2.5 goals here, which is available at 4-7. We've seen that bet hit for the last three Wolves games, and even the game prior to that, Wolves drew a blank against West Ham. This team are not a juggernaut. Yes, they've had a decent start to the season, but they are not full of goals. They do find it difficult to break teams down. And Crystal Palace, as teams like Manchester United have found out this season, are one of the most difficult games to break down. We're not going to see an attack-minded Crystal Palace here come to Molineux. We're going to have a team that sit back and make themselves difficult to break down. When you're looking at a Wolves team that have only scored 3 goals in their last 4 games, drawing a blank against West Ham, grinding out a 1-0 win against Fulham, beating Leeds 1-0 and having a 1-1 draw last time against Newcastle, where they conceded a goal in the 89th minute, unfortunately. You are looking at a team that are finding it difficult to score goals, yet are maintaining a league position which is respectable. They're ninth in the league with 3 wins out of 6, 1 draw and 2 defeats. And it's respectable because their defence is good. They've only conceded 6 goals so far this season, and 4 of them came at West Ham. So it's good to get the Wolves players into your fantasy teams, the defensive Wolves players, because they are really providing you some solid points. I think Kilman is a really good one because he was only available for 4 million at the start of the season, and he's still a bargain at 4.2 now. I'm expecting a low scoring game here, and I think we'll start the weekend here on Friday with an under, which is available at 4-7. I know that's a short price to start the show with, but I'm relatively certain that we don't see 3 here between Wolves and Crystal Palace. 2 teams sitting 8th and 9th in the table, and 2 teams that are finding it difficult to find a net as of late. Up next, we look at Manchester City's visit to Sheffield United, where they're the 1-3 favourites to win this game. It's 19-4 the draw, and it's 17-2 on Sheffield United. Sheffield United did better than I expected last week, but they still lost the game to Liverpool. I think that would have been more convincing had Sheffield United not been gifted an early penalty. But Sheffield United are finding it very, very difficult to score goals. And Manchester City aren't exactly lighting the world on fire. I know they got three goals in midweek against Marseille. And having Kevin De Bruyne back is going to help that. But having no striker isn't going to help. We don't know what the timeline is on Gabriel Jesus. We have Aguero who came back and now is out again. So they're going to have to rotate between finding a striker's role for Sterling and Torres. And that's not ideal when you're a high scoring team and you find it difficult to keep clean sheets at the back. However, with Sheffield United failing to score in 50% of their last six league assignments, I think Manchester City could actually keep a clean sheet here. Sheffield United have seen under 3.5 goals scored in 100% of their six Premier League games this season. And if you take Manchester City to win and tack on the under 3.5 goals in this one, you can get it to 7-5. But if you take Manchester City and under 4.5 goals, which gives you a lot more security, it gives you score lines like Man City to win 2-0, 3-0, 4-0. If they concede, you get the 3-1, you get a 2-1. Loads of score lines fall under this. So I like Manchester City here to win and under 4.5 goals, which you can get at 4-5. I think that represents some solid value. I think it's very unlikely we see five goals here when we're looking at a very defensive Sheffield United team who are very difficult to break down and a Manchester City team that are going to come into this game without a striker. I think Manchester City win. I think they probably eke out a 2-0, maybe a 3-0 win at best. But I don't think Sheffield United score, so this is an opportunity for Manchester City to keep a clean sheet. And I certainly think we'll be cashing Manchester City with the under 4.5 goals attached to it at 4-5 on Saturday. Up next, we look at Burnley hosting Chelsea, where Burnley are at 21-4. It's 10-3 to draw, and it's 4-7 here on Chelsea. Chelsea coming into this off the back of three consecutive clean sheets and a 4-0 win against Krasnodar in Russia. That was one of the locks over on the Wednesday Champions League show at Lock Betting. We took Chelsea and we had over 2.5 goals as a lock there. So a very, very good play for us. It looked a bit tight initially because Chelsea didn't really turn up for the first half of the second half. And they also missed the penalty from Jorginho. They need to get this guy off penalties. I'm not happy with those hop-skip penalties. I don't even like it when Fernandes does it at Man United. I much prefer Marcus Rashford stepping up and smashing it into the back of it, much like Werner did to get them that second goal against Krasnodar. But that's a whole different subject. Here for this game, I think Chelsea beat this Burnley team. I think Burnley did very well to contain Spurs, but we could see what the game plan is. Burnley have gone back to their containment kind of route, and it'll be very difficult to contain this Chelsea team. It's very feasible to me here that Chelsea get their fourth consecutive clean sheet. They've kept clean sheets in four of the last five and three straight. Burnley have yet to score a single Premier League goal at home this season. Burnley have failed to score in four of the last five games overall. And Chelsea have won four of their last five meetings with Burnley here. So everything here points to Chelsea for me. And you can actually do what we did in the last game and get even better odds. Manchester City in under 4.5 goals is at 4-5. Chelsea to win in under 4.5 goals here is available at evens. Back-to-back the same bet makes your Saturday really easy. Man City under 4.5 and Chelsea under 4.5. 4-5 and evens. I think both of these come in for you easily at great prices. So take both of these on Saturday. Up next, we look at Liverpool versus West Ham, which will be the last game on Saturday. Liverpool are available at 2-5 here. It's 17-4 the draw, and it's 13-2 on West Ham. Liverpool are not looking convincing at all. 2-1 win at home to Sheffield United. 2-0 home win against Midtjylland. They're not scoring a lot of goals, and they are now missing another defender. We spoke last week about how Fabinho could slot in rather seamlessly for Van Dijk, and they would only really miss Van Dijk for the big games. Well, now Fabinho's out as well, so they're going to have to put a youngster in at centre-back. I think this makes Liverpool vulnerable here to concede goals. They've already only kept one clean sheet in six Premier League games so far this season, although when they're at home, it is a fortress still. They've won 28 of the last 29 Premier League games at Anfield, only being stopped by Burnley last season when it didn't matter, which was a 1-1 draw. Well, they say it didn't matter, but they were going for the points record. I just think that was a very poor performance by Liverpool on the day, and they did want to win that game. Otherwise, we'd be talking about 29 out of 29. West Ham have scored at least once in each of the last eight competitive games, and both teams have scored in four of the last six meetings between Liverpool and West Ham. So a lot of data here to take Liverpool with both teams to score attached to it, which you can get a 13-8. If you want something safer, just in case Liverpool do end up keeping a clean sheet here, I think you'd be relatively confident that Liverpool could score three here as a side bet. So Liverpool and the over 2.5 is available at 4-5. But I am confident enough taking both teams to score here. I like the price at 13-8. I don't think this Liverpool defence that they've just put together will be able to keep a clean sheet. And we have loads of supporting data to say Liverpool won't keep a clean sheet based on what they've done so far this season. And the fact that four of the last six meetings between these two have seen both teams scoring here. Before we move on with Sunday's games, let me let you know that soccer's not the only sport that I'm smashing it in this season. We have an incredible record in the NFL. I do a podcast for free over at the Dirty Sheets where me and my colleague Cav break down every single game and we give out NFL picks over at lockbetting.com. We've had five winning weeks so far this season out of seven, and last week we went 12-1-3. And if you want to get on board with winning season, then you have to bet it at mybookie.ag. Winning season means the NFL is back in full swing and it's your chance to win big. So combine those lockbetting.com picks along with an account with MyBookie. Join now using the promo code SGP20 and you can grab a free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sportsbook. That's right, MyBookie is giving you the chance to make your first ever bet a winning one, and it's on the house. All you need to do is head over to mybookie.ag and enter our promo code SGP20. That's mybookie.ag and our promo code SGP20. Also this weekend, don't forget to check out Fry Fantasy. That is the new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, the promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. Also, don't forget to check out Ace Per Head. If you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook and didn't know how, Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you an all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated to the second and wages graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers a live betting and an amazing mobile betting experience. Get started today and Ace offers 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Moving over to Sunday, and we start with Aston Villa versus Southampton at 12 p.m. where Villa are the 7-5 favourites, 13-5 the draw, and it's 17-10 here on Southampton. Could be fade time for Villa. I knew they were in a false position. I didn't think they were going to get beaten 3-0 at home to Leeds. I thought Leeds may get something out of that game. But yeah, they came crashing down to earth with a 3-0 defeat. Hat-trick by Patrick Bamford. Here they are, the favourites here to beat an in-form Southampton team who beat Everton last weekend. So the bubble really burst for both Villa and Everton last week. And Southampton were the bubble bursters. And they come into this game as the underdog. It's chalky here, but the autoplay for me is to take Southampton to avoid a defeat here at 4-7. I think it's been a very difficult game for Aston Villa. I think Southampton are the better team. They had a poor start to the season, but they have the better players. They have the better manager, and they're the underdog in this game. So don't overthink this. This is a real simple play, and I'm going to move on from it. Southampton on the double chance here at 4-7 to avoid a defeat against an Aston Villa team who had a really good start to the season, but I think the reality for them in the Premier League this season will be to stay in it, and they have given themselves a really, really good platform to make sure that they stay in the Premier League this season. I mean, if you're looking for anything additional, you could perhaps go on to the both teams to score, which is available at 8-11. Villa's games are averaging 3.4 goals per 90 minutes this season, but obviously that's bought up by the game against Liverpool. Southampton's league matches are averaging 3.1, which is a more realistic barometer, but Southampton are unbeaten in four Premier League assignments, and Villa lost just one of the last five league games overall this season, but it was last week against Leeds. Take Southampton here on the double chance, and if you're looking for something bigger, I think both teams may hit the net here in this one. Moving on to the next game here on Sunday, and we have Newcastle versus Everton. It's 11-4 on Newcastle, 5-2 to draw, and even money on Everton. Everton found it difficult last week. James Rodriguez did make that game. Obviously, Richarlison was still suspended. Now they're going to deal with the suspension of Luka Dinya. Everton haven't been able to keep a clean sheet this season since the opening day where they shut out Tottenham, a Tottenham team that came out of the blocks very cold and who look very different now to what they did on the opening day of the season. Newcastle's clean sheet was also way back on the opening day of the season. So I like both teams to score here. Both teams have scored in each of the last four meetings between Newcastle and Everton. Newcastle have scored in all but one of their six Premier League fixtures this season. So this is a very different Newcastle team. They are a lot more entertaining, and that was expected by the signings they made. Everton and Newcastle drew when they last met in January, and Everton have hit the net at least once in eight of the last nine competitive matches this season. So I think we have a good play here on both teams to score. It's available at 8-11, and that's what I'll be taking in this one here on Sunday. Moving on to what is probably the game of the week. It's Manchester United hosting Arsenal, mainly down to the history between these two teams. They were serial EPL title winners, especially Man United. And Man United come into this at a better form and the even money favourites to win the game. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 5-2 on Arsenal. Man U haven't got an EPL home win this season, which is crazy, but this really does represent an opportunity to get one. I think more likely than that is that there'll be goals in this game. Eight of Man United's nine competitive games this season have featured three or more goals. United have won six of their last eight games in all competitions, including the 5-0 hammering of Leipzig in midweek. And Arsenal have lost three of their last four in the Premier League, with all defeats coming against teams that finished in the top five last season. And Man United are another one of those teams. So that's why I'm expecting Man United to carry the momentum of the 5-0 win here into this game and beat this Arsenal team here at Old Trafford. Marcus Rashford looked really, really good coming on and scoring a hat-trick. Greenwood now looks like he's going to get a little run in the team after his problems at the start of the season. Pogba actually had a good game. We were able to rest Fernandes. The back four look a little bit more in sync now. So I think everything's set up here for Man U. Whereas Arsenal look like a bit of a mess. Aubameyang has not looked like the same player all season. And without him ticking, it's very difficult for Arsenal to cause teams problems. And it's very difficult for Arsenal to win games, especially big games. Arsenal have struggled to win big games against whoever's in the top six for years. It's almost become an autoplay at this point. And with the form Man United are in, and when you're looking at the fact that Man U haven't won a home game, I'm seeing that as a positive here for the bet this week, because that record isn't going to continue. Man United were very good at home towards the end of last season, and they will stabilise this home record at some point. They're not going to continue to not win, and I think this definitely represents an opportunity to get on that at the right time. Man United here is the play for me at even money, but also like the over 2.5 goals here, which is available at the best price of 4-5 in this one, the game of the week here on Saturday. Up next, we look at Tottenham here at home to Brighton, 7:30 on Sunday night. I'll probably be watching the NFL, but I will be interested in this game. Tottenham are available at 4-6, it's 16-5 to draw, it's 4-1 on Brighton. After Mourinho basically threw half of his squad under the bus, I expect there to be some negative line movement here for Tottenham. I expect to pick them up at around about 8-11, 7-10 here come Sunday, but I still think that they'll win this game. I wasn't impressed with Brighton's performance against West Brom. They don't look like a team who can find the net, even though they completely controlled that game. They may even control periods of this game because Tottenham are coming off a European trip, but I still think Tottenham will end up winning. I think they just have too much firepower here. Brighton have actually scored in 100% of their Premier League fixtures this season to their credit. And this is a Tottenham team that just failed to keep a clean sheet against Antwerp after keeping two clean sheets in their previous games. Both teams have scored in three of the last five meetings between Spurs and Brighton. Tottenham's loss to Antwerp was only their second in 12 competitive games this season. And Brighton are without a win in four Premier League matches. So I think there's value here for Tottenham. I think you can get a better line. Mourinho's comments are going to push that line towards Tottenham getting a better price. But look, here's the logic. None of the players that Mourinho threw under the bus, or at least eight or nine of them, won't be playing in this game. The players that he criticised, his comments were, I know what my team is, and you can see why I don't play the players you ask questions about. He mainly threw Dele Alli under the bus, along with a couple of others, but he didn't throw Kane under the bus, or Song, or any of the key players that play week in and week out. This team will be out to prove him right. And most of the players on the pitch here will be rested. And it's not a difficult trip to come back from Belgium. It's not Russia or anywhere like that. So I expect Tottenham to win this game. They're the better team. They're in better form. They're coming off a loss, which I think they'll be looking to eradicate. They also had that result against West Ham where they were 3-0 up and looked very, very good and let them come back to 3-3. So they're looking for a bounce back here at White Hart Lane. They've had a game at White Hart Lane since then, but that was in the Europa League. Here the players are coming home looking for an impressive performance. I think Brighton give you plenty of opportunities here to score goals. Brighton almost seem tailor-made here for Tottenham, the way that they like to have the ball and like to push forward with a number of players. They will leave room at the back. They are not a good enough team here to play the style that they play against all of the top six. I've said this so many times. Brighton will get found out. They may dominate games against lesser teams and they may win those games, but I don't like them against the top six because they turn it into a shootout. They try and play like they are one of the top six teams. They don't play respected teams. They don't sit in like they should. They don't make themselves difficult to beat. And if going to a shootout against Tottenham, Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool, Manchester City, or even Everton this season, or Leicester, you're going to lose all of those games. So unless Brighton come in with a different stylistic approach, they'll be tailor-made for the Son-Kane combination. And I think Tottenham will pick up a win here, and we'll forget about the comments of Jose Mourinho yesterday. So I'm going to go for Tottenham to win this game here, and I'm going to take it 4-6. But I do look for a better line here on Sunday. I think we will see some line movement with people taking Brighton on the double chance because Brighton do play some good football. But as I just said, they haven't got a win in four, so they don't have the results to back up the style of football and the prettiness of the football that they are playing. And they rarely do. They didn't have that last season either. And they did fare badly against all of the top sides other than a home win that they got against Tottenham. So I'm going to go for Spurs here in this one. We move on to Monday and we start with Fulham versus West Brom, a game right down the bottom of the table. I have these two teams going down after coming up last season. Fulham are available at 7-5. It's 23-10 the draw and it's 2-1 here on West Brom. I can't take Fulham as a favourite against anyone. We faded them correctly last week, taking Palace as a pick. We're going to get an even bigger price here on West Brom as a pick in this one. I'm relatively certain that Fulham don't win this game, but in order to avoid a record low points total, this has to be a game that Fulham do win. This has to be the easiest game on their schedule this season at home against West Brom, one of the three or four teams that are going to be down there with you, I think, alongside Sheffield United and potentially Burnley. Must win situation for Fulham, but I don't think they're going to get it done. I like West Brom here on the double chance market here at 3-5. And I even like West Brom as a pick here at 6-5, slightly bigger price than Palace. That's because Palace are a much bigger team than West Brom. West Brom have problems. Both these two teams have problems. Both these teams need to win. And I think West Brom will be the team that nick it. And notice I say nick it because I'm expecting a very, very tight game that neither of these two teams want to lose. I don't think it's going to be an open game at all. And that lends itself to the under, which is available here at 4-5. Under 2.5 goals in this very uninteresting game, unless you're into the relegation race or you support one of these two teams. Fulham West Brom on Monday. Close out with a final game here on Monday night, and it will feature the entertaining Leeds taking on Leicester City, coming off a win away to Arsenal. Complete pick-em matchup here. 8-5 Leeds, 8-5 Leicester, and 5-2 the draw. I lean towards Leicester winning this game because they are the better side. I think Jamie Vardy will be able to exploit this attacking formation. There will be room at the back for Vardy to break through. And I like the value here on Leicester at 10-11 as a pick. But I'm almost certain that both teams will find the net. That hasn't been a bet that's cashed in the last couple of Leeds games, with Leeds keeping a rare clean sheet last time out and them not being able to penetrate Wolves the last time they played on a Monday. I'm not expecting that here. I'm expecting goals here in this one, especially with the players missing at the back here for Leicester and the way that Leeds play. They're going to leave themselves open. Very, very good game for Jamie Vardy, a good player to have in fantasy this week. But I like the better team here, Leicester, to get another away win. But I like both teams to score here, which you can back at 8-11 in this one. Oh, sorry, that's actually the price here on the over 2.5 goals. Both teams to score is available at 4-6. So both teams to score is what I take here at 4-6, or the over is available here at 8-11 in this one. Closing out with the lock on the show. Lots of stuff that I like here this week. It feels like a kind of week where I'm going to go 8 or 9 out of 10. So it could really lock up anything. So I'm going to do something special. Look, I'm always plugging lockbetting.com, and I want you guys to go and sign up at lockbetting.com. But there is no point signing up for my site on the 31st of October on Halloween, because Patreon will charge you for the entire month if you sign up on Saturday. So I want you guys to sign up on Sunday, get those soccer plays on Sunday, and get the NFL picks as well. And in the meantime, go and listen to my NFL show on the Dirty Sheets. But I also want you to go and listen to Sean and Ryan's NFL show as well, because that is the best NFL show out there. We love the show that we do, but we're just following these guys. These guys are the best, and they give you a winning show every week for free. And Sean Green is going to tie in to my lock this week, because Sean Green has an album out, This Loss Hurts Us All, and it's available everywhere: iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever you get your comedy. I'm going to give you two locks here for free on the show, but I'm going to give you an additional 4 premium soccer plays on Saturday if you go and download this album for $4. I will give you 4 plays for that $4. So DM me on Twitter at SGP Soccer and show me that you support this podcast. Show me that you've downloaded my friend Sean's album. Sean and Ryan are the guys that made the Soccer Gambling Podcast possible. That's why you're getting all these winning soccer picks, and they give you an NFL show as well. So show your appreciation. Not asking for iTunes reviews or anything this week. I'm asking you to go and buy Sean's album and prove to me that you've done it. And I will DM you back 4 premium soccer plays on Saturday. So let's close out with the 3 locks that I am going to give you. The first one is Manchester City and under 4.5 goals. Don't see 5 goals in this game. I see Sheffield United keeping it tight until Manchester City get a breakthrough. Even if something weird happens, like City score really early or Sheffield United score early and then sit back and want Manchester City to break them down with loads of men behind the ball, I still think City will win, and I still don't see 5 goals in this game. So Manchester City to win and under 4.5 goals is the first lock here at 4-5. The second one is going to be on Tottenham. I'm very weary about taking Tottenham because they have been the death of the lock so far this season. If locks have gone wrong, Tottenham have been involved. They were the first lock loss that we had when they beat Man United. And then, of course, they were 3-0 up against West Ham and ended up drawing 3-3 in a lock that you guys really should have hedged with plenty of opportunities. So that's why I'm sceptical. And even last week, where they delivered a winning lock against Burnley, they left it late in a game that they should have won more comfortably. But in this spot, I just don't like Brighton against top 6 teams, and I look for Tottenham to have a bounce back from what happened in Europe. A lot of players, as I said, that are playing in this game won't be affected by what Jose Mourinho said. I think there'll be an overreaction. I think you'll get a better line than 4-6, but at the moment, I'm willing to still take it at 4-6 because I do think that Tottenham win this game. So Tottenham are going to be your second lock. But if you want those other 4 locks, DM me on Twitter the proof that you've downloaded my friend Sean's album for $3.99. And for those $4 that you spend, I will give you 4 premium soccer plays from across Europe on Saturday. You can't say any fairer than that. That concludes this edition of the EPL show. Don't forget to check out Das Bundesliga show. Don't forget to check out the Champions League show in the week. Over at lockbetting.com, we have loads of content. We have 2 Champions League shows a week, one on Tuesday with a separate lock, one on Wednesday, and then a Europa League show on Thursday. We are 100% on those locks. And then on Saturday, of course, we have the European show, and you can get out for just $10 a month. You get 4 of those shows. That is free money because they are all premium plays on there. So don't forget to check out the European show over at lockbetting.com. That's it from me now and this edition of your EPL show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.